Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Okay, I think I'm here now.
I think I am too. For some reason, it wasn't letting us in.
No, it hung up on me. Wow.
I have to tell you something. We should probably get the hint. They don't want us on.
I know. I think they're trying to do subtle things each week. Oh, we should probably say hi and welcome to Raven Radio. We've got an exciting show today. I'm Mandy. I'm Ross with my... Screw it. Michelle, take over. I'm not good at
Welcome to Raven Radio.
There you go.
This is Michelle Pillow, and with me is Mandy Roth. We are your hosts. Today is April 30th, 2008, and we have some exciting guests. We have Beth Williamson and Denise Agnew, two authors who write romance and different genres.
Yeah.
And we're excited to have both of them. If you have questions for our authors today, you're welcome to call in. The live call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges could apply. Hopefully, it won't cut you off. It does sometimes happen. If you do get cut off or don't hear us or hold music, be sure just to call back.
Scream bonus if you get through, yeah.
Yeah. Or you're welcome to use your computer to chat live with us during the broadcast. We will read your questions on air or comments. You can visit ravenhappyhour.com and just follow the prompts to Raven Radio.
Right.
Or if you have questions or comments about future shows, you can email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com.
Yes, we should also say that we've been running a contest for the last 2 weeks, and we're going to be announcing winners throughout the show today, so stay tuned for that. And if we're, you know, feeling like it again, we might go ahead and run another because it was an overwhelming response that we're very excited about. You guys rock. And you guys, you know what? No, she's not a golden goddess. We got more of those than we did Manny's the Queen of Darkness. All right, I feel a little slighted.
Yes. I love you all. I am a golden goddess. It's the only time I will ever have that title. Yeah.
Now, Michelle, did you have anything that you wanted to share before we go ahead and, you know, see if Beth's on?
Real quick, a couple we told you we'd be announcing as books were coming out of contract and you could buy them on sale. I do have a couple more books that are coming out of contract from New Concepts Publishing. You are welcome to buy them at a 20% discount. They are Galaxy Playmates Quartz, which is a futuristic romance. It's a short story, only an ebook. And then I have Lords of the Abyss, The Mighty Hunter. It's book one of the series. There are some limited print editions available from the company, and it's also an ebook. So you're welcome to go purchase those at newconceptspublishing.com/lastchance.
Yes. And I need to interject real quick and let you guys know that the workshop for fundamental world building that J.C. Burt and I are going to be doing starts on May 5th and runs through the 16th. And if you're interested in it, you can go ahead just to my website and scroll down on the front page a little. You'll see the link to the NEORWA, which is Northeast Ohio Writers something or other, and you can find it through there. And I believe we do have Beth on the line here.
Oh, wonderful.
We can't not give her the knock.
That's timely.
I'm here.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hey, darling. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
Well,
we're good.
You know what? I was on your blog this morning, and I have to say I'm so jealous, but I'm so excited, so I'm just going to jump right into that.
Yes.
Okay.
You have huge news.
I do.
Okay, share it with everybody.
Okay. Well, as of right now, I now am a Brava author with Kensington. I have a 3-book contract with Kate Duffy and Laura Bradford as an agent. So I'm absolutely still stunned and stuttering, as you can see. This radio podcast came up. I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to sound like I'm an intelligent human being.
Mandy and I read that, and we were just jumping around all happy for you. That's so great.
We don't have excited sound effects, so we're going to have to give you the one I give Michelle.
Wow! Like that one.
Yeah, we were so excited for you guys. We have met Beth at conferences throughout the last few years.
She was at my birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And
I'm going to use that. That's my claim to fame now. Kensington author Beth was at my birthday party.
She watched Hunky Knights on horseback with us.
I did. It was awesome, too. We had such fun.
Yeah, we did. Now, for anyone who might not know who you are, can you tell them a little bit about yourself, what it is you write, and what it is you do?
Of course. Well, as you have said, my name is Beth Williamson. I am a romance author, very ranging from sensual to pretty erotic. Most of my work is Westerns, has to do with cowboys and anything basically that can wear chaps and look sexy. But I also have a few contemporary Westerns out there as well, and a few erotica short stories that are going to be published. They're published in ebook actually right now by Sam Hain, but they're coming out in an anthology in December with Sasha White. So I live in North Carolina, where it's a beautiful but cool April 30th. It's supposed to be around 75, but it's only about 60, so that's cool for me. And let's see, I guess that's about it. I have a lot of ebooks and some print books, and obviously more in the works coming.
Excellent.
And
now,
are
I wanna...
your books written under the name of Beth Williamson?
All of my books are written as Beth. No, that's it.
Yes. But I had something to say. I got lost looking at your covers. I do that all the time. You have the sexy cowboy
Mandy,
with his back.
I figured I'd have to tell you at least once today to get your tongue off the computer screen.
You know what? I can't. I'm on her website, which is BethWilliamson.com, and she has got some of the sexiest photos up of, like, cowboys, and she's got great covers, and it's hard to go there and not think, you know, man in a hat, hot. It's really hard.
It's intentional.
Close
the lid.
Mandy.
Beth, I'm sorry. You're going to have to just have me today. Mandy's gone.
Yeah, I'm just handing over here. Now, you've got your Devils on Horseback series.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the Devils on Horseback series, I'll tell you the funny story behind that. I was at a Christmas party probably about, oh, I guess it was 2.5 years ago, and down here in the South, they have some interesting cuisine items, and one of the items was called Devils on Horseback, and it's actually an oyster dish that they make with hot sauce, and somehow that name just sort of really resonated in my head, and I literally turned around and went into my purse to get a piece of paper to write it down. My husband's like, "What are you doing?" You know, it's like, "Hold on, I got
to
write this down."
I'm
sure you all know exactly what I'm talking about. I know.
I'm not used to that by now. Little notes scribbled on cocktail napkins.
Yep. And so just the title itself prompted I'm still trying to get my thoughts to one place here. I decided to write a series about five men, and their nickname was Devils on Horseback, and they are Confederate veterans after the Civil War, darker and grittier than most anything I had written before, and definitely much bloodier, more violence, but also, you know, like really deep, angsty emotions. So the first one was actually published last fall, and it came out in print in November. So the second book, called Jake, was just released in ebook from Sam Hain. So I'm very excited about that.
The first one was what, Nate? Was that it?
Nate.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm right now writing the third book, Zeke, which I'll be done with soon. And that
I'll
will
be waiting for that in my inbox.
That'll be good.
Advanced one. No one else needs it first. The editor doesn't need to see it first. I'll help you. I'll test read. There we go.
Okay.
You'd be like, stop changing all the names to Mandy.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, I'm going to write a story
with
the
new copy.
What's that, Beth?
You'll be emailing her editor with, like, the new copy.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
See, I'm going to have to write a story now with a character named Mandy.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to talk everyone who comes on the show into doing that. I want to have, like, an entire year full of books that come out with Erin's name Mandy. Or some variation. You can use Mandolin.
Readers are going to be like, what in the world is going on?
Bunch of babies
and
are named
dedicated to Mandy.
Okay, so now Jake, his book is, okay, what's a little bit of his story, a little bit of the backstory there, what's going on?
Well, In the first book, of course, is when you met the five devils, and they are cousins, brothers, friends, and any combination thereof. And Jake, well, I call him my redheaded thief. He is the charming ladies' man who, you know, has a devastating smile and just oozes that kind of sexy charm that women like. And beneath it, however, he is suffering, I guess, what we would now call post-traumatic stress disorder, mm-hmm. which he's trying desperately to hide, but it's beginning to erupt and pop out in areas that he doesn't want it to happen, because people are going to think of him as being less than a man, because, let's be honest, 150 years ago, you know, men didn't suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
They just cowboy up.
Yeah, exactly. Forget what you've just seen in that bloody horrific battle.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. Go ahead.
So, why cowboys?
Cowboys for me, I mean, I grew up watching a lot of Westerns, you know, child of the 70s, you know, watched every Clint Eastwood I think ever made, plenty of John Wayne, you know, all the Sacketts. I mean, you know, just always watched a lot of Westerns. And to me, a cowboy is sort of like a modern day knight, because they always had a sense of honor and a code. And aside from the fact that a man looks really good up on a horse,
yeah,
honestly,
I haven't laughed that yet.
Yeah,
I'm still concentrating on the photo, so I'm with you.
and just you know, they're hard, they're tough, they're rough, they take a lot and still get up.
Right.
To me, that it's kind of like a modern day knight.
Now,
as good a reason as any.
You don't just have this series. You also have, what, the Malloy family?
Yes, the Malloy family series.
Okay. And there are quite a few books in that one, right?
There are seven books in that one. And
okay.
The seventh book just came out in print. The release date was yesterday, actually.
Well, you've had an exciting week.
I did. So now people can have the entire seven books in paperback if they so choose to.
We're going to have to see Beth and Rubber for luck, Michelle.
She just went into hiding, Mandy. Great job.
I'll chase
her. Yeah, okay.
Now, have you ever considered writing outside of, like, the Western genre?
I have, and I think that, first and foremost, I mean, I read just about everything. I'm a pretty eclectic reader. Any kind of genre I will read, but the ones that most appeal to me are historical ones. So if I ever did write in another genre other than contemporary, because I have written some contemporary, is medieval. I am a sucker, total sucker for medieval anything. I mean, just love that show, The Tudors. I mean, I've heard a lot about that.
Now, J.C.
Yeah.
Clark, she had called and said, you really should watch that. And I'm like, you're
mm-hmm.
talking to me here. Are you sure I should watch it? She's like, I think you'll love it. So
You will. It's really good. And I mean, that's obviously Henry VIII, so it's a little past medieval. It's more Renaissance. But just that whole time frame, the whole historical era just has always fascinated me. The drawback being, of course, that it's a significant amount of research involved.
Oh, use Michelle. I do all the time. She knows
okay.
all
I'm just
yeah,
going to offer you up.
A lot of medieval knowledge.
Yeah. Well, everybody's good at something.
I do have, hey, we've seen the torture chamber, remember?
That's true.
I took pictures of everything. I still have them.
We went to, oh my gosh, I forgot the name of the place
medieval
now.
Medieval Times. Did you watch The Cable Guy?
No, and you've made fun of me for not watching that.
Just because everybody's seen it and you've seen nothing. You're like the last person to actually be able to say everyone.
Yes.
You're the holdout.
Yeah, I'm the holdout, yeah. But I remember going there, and everyone, they sat us down, and I didn't realize they didn't give you silverware.
And Mandy's a clean freak.
I just, and you know what, our waiter was so nice. And you guys have to admit, he was pretty good looking, too. And he did. He brought me.
It was pretty dark in there, though. You thought everybody was good looking.
Well, you know.
Men on horses, you know. Hello.
You know what? I'm married, not dead. Anything with the pulse is still on to me. I've lowered my expectations.
And
I'm
suddenly
33
Michelle
now.
Michelle and Mandy get some very strange fan mail.
Wait, stranger than normal?
Yeah. Anything with a pulse is attractive to you. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, now, okay, I will admit.
All file attachments are yours.
I've got to admit that The Bounty and the Prize by Beth are two of my favorite books by you.
Aww,
do you have
thank
a favorite
you.
Do I have a favorite one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably going to be The Bounty, and only because that was kind of like my baby, you know, my very first novel to be published, my very first step into the Malai series, and
right.
Honestly, the hero Tyler is my ideal in looks and personality. Yes, I like the alpha jerk hero that you can turn around and make him into a much better man throughout the story.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was they were my ideal couple, and probably that's why. I mean, just you fall in love with your first baby.
Yeah. Now, I really like Jack and Rebecca Becky, I can't remember. I really like them, too, though. I like the dynamics between them.
Yeah, they were a little different, a little off of what your standard hero-heroine relationship is.
Right, right, which is fun to read. I think it's always fun to escape a little bit from what people perceive to be the norm with it. And I get excited, and I always like those kind of books. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And somebody accused me yesterday of writing cookie cutter.
I'm sorry.
Stories, because I wrote romances. And I was like, I looked at him like, you're taking your life in your hands. Don't even take me down that path.
Yeah. Oh, everybody that you have knows what a horse looks like. How dare you? You also said the in every book. Damn you.
Yeah, exactly. What were you thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Chapter numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because there's always those people standing there with those kind of cookie cutter typical arguments. And
oh, yeah.
Really,
I love when they reference us to, like, bodice rippers. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Please, that would mean she was dressed to start with. Oh, please. No, I really can't win.
Listeners, if you have a question for Beth, our call-in number is 646-595-3998.
Mm-hmm.
It is a New York number, so long-distance charges may apply. You can call in, comment, just say hi, or ask her a question. She'll be happy to answer it for you.
We should
and
probably list our first winner.
He has to say, as promised, we are going to be giving away prizes throughout the show, or actually listing our winners. And the first one was Leela Brown. She won two PDF downloads from Mandy and Michelle's backlist. You get one from Mandy, one from Michelle. You can go to our websites, michellepillow.com or mandyroth.com, and look at our book list, email us, and tell us which book you would like.
Right. You can email either one of us. We have copies of each other's books. So.
Yeah, or you can email ravenradio at ravenhappyhour.com,
mm-hmm.
and we will be happy to get your prize to you. So congratulations to
yes.
Leela.
Congrats, Leela.
All
I think
right.
Leela's actually in the chat room as well. So.
No,
nice.
Leela.
Okay, you want to do one more before we jump in and, like, put the paranormal screws to Beth? Yeah.
Okay, our next one was a $10 gift certificate, and that goes
to Amazon.
Flores, through Amazon.com.
Yep. $10 gift certificate to Amazon and Allie Flores. And congratulations, Allie. Okay, now we get to put Beth in the hot seat. Excited.
Okay.
Let me
strap on.
The paranormal. We always try to talk a little bit about it because, you know, Raven sort of centers around it. Now, mental, psychic, anything like that. What's your take on people with, like, telekinesis, mind reading, all that?
Well, extraordinary abilities like that have always fascinated me. I've always felt like people that have that ability, I think, use more of their mind than other people do. I mean, because how much do we use, like 6% or 10%, some piddly amount like that? I think people that have extraordinary abilities use more of their brain than other people do. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is being willing to open your mind up. Like, for example, you know, fave movie, The Matrix, when Neo is trying to open his mind up, you know, it's not a there's no spoon there kind of thing, but bending the spoon, it's opening your mind up to the possibilities of what you can do, you know, and I personally, and this is just me, have always felt like I could, and I don't know if it's a mental ability. I'm hoping it is because I'd like to have at least one, a mental ability to read other people. I generally know when the phone rings without looking at the caller ID, who is calling. And there are certain things that come to me before they actually happen. I don't have precognitive dreams, although that would be really cool.
Yeah, we keep telling everybody, Michelle and I have very big psychic envy. We wish that we did have a lot of these gifts because we hear about them. They just sound like such a blessing and so exciting.
We had gone to, you got to give me the initials. It was, we had a radio interview, and we were talking to the host, Raven, whose name actually happened to be Raven, too.
Isn't that funny?
And she was talking about how people can, you know, exercise those abilities within themselves. And so everybody has the potential to do it, which I found exciting. And, you know, I've been practicing all week. Nothing yet.
Yeah. I can't ever figure out who's going to be calling me. My big thing is I have caller ID. I forget to look at it. I'll pick up the phone and be like, I didn't want to talk to them. I really need that
one.
You're
awful. All these people who call you are now going, oh.
I'm not going to lie. I'll tell them normally on the phone. I didn't really want to talk. I'm sorry.
Well, that's because you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you
doing? Exactly. But no, so you do that. Now, is there any other way that it kind of manifests itself and any other kind of interesting different things that you can do?
Other than, you know, kind of reading people and knowing, I think it lends itself to knowing how people are reacting. For example, if you're speaking to a group of people, just looking at them and reading their eyes, I think is important. It gives you, really, you're looking into what they're thinking by looking them in the eyes. A lot of people, when you talk to them, they won't look you directly in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really cool, and I wanted to have a character that had that kind of sensitive ability to be able to read other people, maybe through their eyes, their thoughts, or whatever. I haven't wrapped my mind around that one yet, but definitely it's just so fascinating, and I feel like I have a little insight to it because of my own personal experiences and being able to read other people.
Yeah. Now, you say that, you know, and I'll say my husband's one who won't look a lot of people in the eyes. He's not a big talker.
Mm-hmm.
He's very shy in public situations.
Yeah, remember, we're married to the same man.
Yeah,
remember?
I know. I swear people are crying me off of them with shoehorns, like, away, lady. he's that very, you know what I'm talking about, that real reserve. He doesn't like to make a lot of eye contact. I mean, if he does, consider it a sentence. So, yeah, I totally get what you mean about some people. So.
Yeah.
As far as I know, he's not plotting any deaths or any kind of psychotic killer. But, you know, that could change later. I can't really ever say. So just as far as I know, yeah.
Okay, so I've been on your site kind of, you know, gazing at some of the covers. And I really like the one for your upcoming book, Hell for Leather.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
I love that.
I know we're talking paranormal, but we digress a lot, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we always like hot covers.
Like, ooh,
and, you know.
Pretty. I love the color scheme on it.
I love the color scheme, too. He, Scott Carpenter did that cover. And, you know, it's if you've read the later books in the Malloy series, the Gift and the Tribute, this is actually the Gunslinger Kincaid story.
Oh, okay. I'm excited. I didn't think he was going to get, I didn't think he was going to get his own story, so I'm excited.
He did. You know, I told him that the heroine was very strong.
Right.
And obviously you can tell by the cover that she's very strong looking. I think she almost looks like a witch. I love that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then he is trying to hide, which is why he's, you know, in the shadows. So I think he did an awesome job. You're right. I can't wait to see that in print. That's going to be so cool on a cover of a book.
Yeah. Well, you've lucked out. Like, every one of your covers are great.
Dude, I so have lucked out.
I think you got Scott in your corner pocket, personally. I don't know.
Yeah, for the Samhain books, Scott has definitely blessed me. More people stop to look at the covers than actually read the blurb on the back.
Oh, man, I remember going to a conference, and Angie's like, grab some of our bookmarks if you can. She's an editor at Samhain because you have the hottest cowboy bookmarks. So I did. I brought some home for me and some home from her, and I believe I didn't even send her hers. I think I kept them. So,
Angie,
you didn't get them.
I think I have mailed some to Angie.
Oh, darn it. I was going to be the only one.
You just wanted double.
I wanted to brag.
Andy, so now, I'm touching your bookmark right now.
Can you tell? Oh, yeah. I actually am rubbing her bookmark right now. I know that sounds a little creepy. We were talking. It was absent-minded. Yeah, that's it, absent-minded. Now, you mentioned Kensington. And can you tell us anything? I mean, I don't know how much you can talk about what this group of books is going to be about. Or
well, interestingly enough, one of my e-published books, which is no longer for sale, it was a Lucid book, called The Education of Madeline, is going to be my first Brava book. Kate read it and absolutely loved it. She's already told me she threatened the copy editors not to change anything. So that will be the first book out with Brava, and it'll be in March of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
The next book two, will be the sequel to that, which is going to be in progress very soon, called The Redemption of Micah. And I leave a couple of the characters at the end of Education of Madeline sort of in limbo. So this is their story. And the third book, well, I'm not sure about the third book yet, but I'm fairly certain that it will be related to a Western historical. Maybe I'll have the character, the heroine named Mandy, and she'll have telekinesis and...
Ooh, big breasts, too. Little waist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Big breasts.
Can you do Michelle, please?
Michelle will be her sister.
Oh, jeez. Come on. I can't shake it.
We have past life readings done, and everyone says that we were always sisters in past lives from
That's
different
awesome.
Guests on the show. And I just, we can't get away from each other, so it'd probably be fitting that I was her sister.
Yeah, really?
It'd be even more fitting if I had some kind of weird disease and communed with nature.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the weird end of that relationship.
Okay.
Well, we should probably stop and say thank you and have you go ahead and read your website one more time. Go ahead and tell them, how to reach you and all that good stuff. And if you have anything exciting coming up you want them to know about real quick.
Okay. Well, my website is BethWilliamson.com, and there's links to my blog as well as, Mandy said, lots of good eye candy. And I am available on there, and there's a link to my blog on there as well. What's upcoming other than Hell for Leather, which is the Samhain ebook in June. In March, I have another print release in an anthology from the Midsummer Night's Dream books with Samhain called Sand, Sun, and Sex, and it is a very, very hot story called Mary Ells Marshall in that. And so that's actually coming out in print in an anthology at the end of May. So exciting doings in the next couple of months.
Very exciting. Yes, and you guys, everybody, Beth is also a featured author at The Raven, as is Denise is coming on today, so make sure to peek in and check out the blog and that, because we'll be having things up about them, and it's just a lot of fun to be had. So thank you very much for joining us.
And Beth, big, huge congrats from both
yes.
of us. On
thank
yes,
you.
Wait, we need the wow
and
again.
Signing with Laura.
Wow!
I am
so
excited.
We great about Laura, so we are very happy for you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, hon.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I believe our next for us. Hi, welcome to Raven Radio.
Hi there.
Hi, Denise. You want to go ahead and tell everybody who you are and a little bit about yourself?
Sure.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm Denise
Great.
Agnew, and I'm an author who writes a lot of different kinds of romance. Basically, I've written pretty much everything. I've written historical, paranormal, contemporary, erotic romance, basically everything.
You know, I had to have you come right in and say your name because I wasn't sure if the G was silent, so I'm just going to...
Oh, well, you know, you wouldn't believe how many people cannot get our name right. It's really interesting because when we lived in England, everybody knew what the name was. They were
right.
They never mispronounced it or anything, but in the U.S., everybody's trying to make it Agoo.
Yeah.
That's the number. The favorite one is Agoo, which I haven't been able to figure out with how they don't get Agnew out of it.
Well, I thought Agnew, but I thought as soon as I say that, it will be a new. The G won't even be, like, mentioned in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's okay. It's something that's really, you know, I'm really used to people not knowing how to pronounce it, so. But
not unusual.
Yeah, that's okay.
Not
I grew up
all.
With one of those, yeah. My maiden name was
that's
one
right.
no one knew how to say, yeah.
Right.
I used
well,
to joke I was going to marry a Roth or a Smith, and well, by golly, I found me one.
There you go. How did you do that?
Is that how he won you over, his last name?
Yes. Well, I, you
were
know,
you just, like,
I didn't remember his...
at a party checking IDs?
I didn't remember his first name for the first few weeks, so it was the last that stuck.
Uh-oh.
I wish that wasn't true. I know. I wish it wasn't. Okay, so you do. You write for Alora's Cave, Samhain.
Yes.
I cannot pronounce
yes.
their mainstream line at Alora's Cave, so we're just going to say Alora's Cave mainstream line.
Okay. Yeah. Caradwyn, actually.
Thank you.
How
I butcher it every time
yeah.
I say it. Michelle says
well,
it right. I never do.
I screwed it up for several times, too, so you're not alone.
Now, your newest one is from your Hot Zone series, right?
Correct, right.
Okay,
right,
and its
yeah.
Title is?
Private Maneuvers.
Excellent.
And it's actually coming out May 20th.
And you do some really exciting, like, special op right now. You just got to tell us a little bit about these Hot Zone things. Come on, these guys need to know.
Sure. Sure, sure. Well, I've always written quite a few military, ex-military, some kind of hot zone type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And with Samhain, really what I've got is several novellas that are all set in the same Wyoming town where guys who have just come back or have recently come back from Iraq or Afghanistan trying to kind of integrate themselves back into small-town life. And that's really part of what the stories are about, and there's a little bit of suspense in some of them, but because they're novellas, they're not full-blown suspense novels.
Mm-hmm.
They're more relating to the relationship that they have with a woman that's there, you know, in the town, that someone they may have known before or not known before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what those are about, but I have done quite a few stories related to those kinds of characters, those kind of heroes in my other books, like The Alora's Cave. As
right.
Well.
Right.
You know,
now,
like
I'm looking. I think the one that I read that I really, really enjoyed, I want to say it's is it Mail Call?
Mail Call. Yeah,
if I'm not, okay, I was going to say if I'm not right, I'll go look it up because I do remember Call being in the title. Can you
mm-hmm.
talk a little bit about that one? Only
sure.
because I really like it, so everyone else has to like it too. Damn it.
No. Well, this is good. Well, Mail Call is really, I got the idea simply because I was thinking about, you know, with email these days and things like that, it's a little easier to communicate with people in, you know, all kinds of different countries. I have lots of friends who are in Australia, New Zealand, all different kinds of places that before, if you were writing regular letters, it would have been a lot harder to do. Well, in this case, the hero and the heroine knew each other before. They worked together. He's actually an Army reservist. They had worked together in a computer software engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked her to write him, and they end up having basically the first half of the book essentially is the letters that they write back and forth each other in the old-fashioned way. Rather than doing email, they're writing regular letters. And slowly as time goes by, the letters start to become more intimate and sexy, I guess is the word I'm looking for. And so then it progresses, you know, through that situation, them having letters together and finding out more about each other. And then, of course, once they get back together again, what happens after that?
Now,
so.
Do you have a favorite one of your books? Because I'm looking at your covers, and if
mm-hmm.
you don't know anything about them, it's
yeah.
really hard
mm-hmm.
to choose which one to touch first.
Yeah. It really is hard to choose. Actually, I do have a couple of favorites that are not in print right now at all, so they're not even on my website. Those are from way back when I first started in
publishing. You're
going
to tease us with them now and we can't have them?
I'm hoping they'll be out again. I'm really hoping that they will at some point. But two favorites that I do have out are two of Laura's Cave books that are called Dangerous Attentions and Treacherous Wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And those are pretty heavy-duty romantic suspense, and there's also some paranormal in both stories, especially the second story, Treacherous Wishes. And it's basically revolves around a bodyguard agency called Taggart Security Team.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of fun with those. I really enjoyed making them gritty and having a lot of substance into them. They're you know, big stories.
Mm-hmm. Now, our paranormal fan base will like knowing that these also touch a little bit upon that. You know, they do enter the world a little bit,
right,
with, like, psychics and, you know, who is missing what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll shut up now and let you carry on.
No, that's okay.
Listeners, well, if you would like to call in and talk to Denise, our call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a long-distance charge, our number, so charges may apply. Mandy, where's my loop?
Yeah, really. I need to apologize. Someone emailed me privately to tell me they have tried to call in, but they're just getting this like on-hold thing going or the sound of music in it, and I'm very sorry about that. Please keep trying. I'm sure Blog Talk at some point will let someone through. If not, the hex I have going may work on them, so I'm not sure. Yeah, they're going to so not let us on next week. Watch.
And we've got a few more contest winners to announce from last week's, or actually last couple of weeks' contest. The next $10 gift certificate goes to Tiger Toast, which I believe I saw her in the chat room earlier.
She has a question for Denise, too, that we have to get to.
Okay, perfect. So congratulations to Tiger Toast. If you want to email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com, and we'll be sure to get your information. We'll need your email address, and it's a $10 gift certificate from Amazon.com. And also, I found a bunch of Along for the Ride print arcs, which the book already came out, so it's an advanced copy, so it's missing the multicolored cover, but it's the book. But I found some, so I went ahead and threw them onto the pile. And our first winner for that is Lori Tomlinson, who
sounds
went
good to me.
Along. Do what?
I said, sounds like a good pronunciation to me.
I was clicking through too many screens. I was trying to get to it, so the right one to read it right. So she's won a print arc of Along for the Ride. So congratulations to Lori as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also need to email us, and we will be happy to get you your prize.
Yes. And now I want to get back to, because I have a big thing for military men. I know I haven't hidden that. All of you act shocked. Yeah. Ooh, wow. Shocked.
How are we getting to those questions?
Oh, yeah, we got to get to hers, too. Damn it, hers is first. Okay, Denise, research. How do your research for your military heroes?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, actually, my husband was in the military. He was in the Army for 20 years. So that helps a lot. You know, there's a lot of things I can ask him, or I can, you know, have him ask somebody that he knows. There are also quite a few other contacts that I have, friends who have men in, you know, military situation. And so I've just got a lot of people that I can ask, you know, questions if I don't already know the answer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it works out really well that way. You know, I don't have to you know, rely on a whole lot of internet sources for information, although sometimes I do that and
mm-hmm.
look some things up on the internet.
Now,
so
is your husband, him being in the military for so long, did that kind of inspire you, or was it something else?
I'd say it inspired me. I worked at a university many, many moons ago, back in the 80s. I'm dating myself here. And there were a lot of military people at the college that I knew as well, and it's kind of always been a part of my life, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being around people that were in the military, and certainly when I met Terry, and then we were married, that certainly the whole experience was a part of wanting to write these stories.
Now, I'll ask
how
question.
Are these stories different from, like, the other ones you've written?
Damn it, Michelle got hers in first. Sorry.
I didn't interrupt you.
How did the husband stories differ than the other one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, probably just because what I was looking for was small snippets, and, you know, in the life of these individual couples who live in this one town, whereas most of my other stories involving military, ex-military, are much longer stories. There tends to be a lot more romantic suspense in them than these. So here I was just really kind of looking for some small slice of life type of situations mm-hmm. with the characters, rather than trying to get into a big, you know, complicated, heavy-duty novel with each one.
Now, so Mail Call, it's book one, right, of the Hot Zone series?
Mail Call and then Unconditional Surrender is the second story, and then we have Private Maneuvers and Close Quarters, which comes out May 20th, and then hopefully there will be at least one more story at the very late, at the very least after that, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure when that'll be coming out.
Okay.
And that'll probably do the whole thing for the whole series. Will be that many stories.
Really, just one more. I think that you should reevaluate that because I really like these. So maybe like three more or five. More. I mean,
Mandy
come on.
Can always find the hidden brother.
There's got to be
friend
like
never mentioned before. Yeah,
guy they thought you lost but now found. Yeah, something. Come on.
Yeah, you never know. I never say never, but
everyone
I do have a lot
harass
of
her, email her, demanding more.
Yeah.
Denise,
I have a lot of stories.
Go ahead. Email her. Yep. Oh, speaking of which, we should give your website. Denise, go ahead and
sure.
Is it okay?
Sure. It's www.deniseagnew.com.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay.
Easy.
And Agnew is A-G.
I'm wondering how to spell that name.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. A-G-N-E-W. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's definitely one. Like I said, it's said the way it's spelled, but you
Everybody expects names to be, you know, spelled differently than they actually sound or something. So hitting them with actually one that works like that, it throws them off.
Right. I kind of want to know, what do you do outside of the military men? Have you ventured outside of that kind of, I don't want to say genre, but you know what I mean? Like,
oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Well, I had the bodyguards who are in the Taggart security team. Although those characters, some of them were former military. The gentleman in Treacherous Wishes was actually a police officer. I do write a lot of police as well. My father was a police officer for 29 years, and that really, you know, gave me a lot of ideas, obviously, for writing stories with that content as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have, let me think here. I've done, in my historicals, I've done quite a few different characters. My Bridge Through the Mist that just came out in November last year from Alora's Cave is actually a Scottish Highlander in 1318 Scotland. That's a time travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I had fun with that one. In my Special Investigations Agency, those men are all in a particular agency. It's a fictional agency that deals with paranormal threats, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those gentlemen were, you know, the past background may have been cops, may have been military, or they may have just started out as in this particular agency working. I have Vampires in my Deep as the Night trilogy.
I love Night Watch. I just want to interject that.
Oh,
that was really fun. That was one of the first handful of Alora's Cave paranormals I had tried. When I had read, and I didn't actually realize at the time it wasn't the first book in the series. So then I had to go back in, you know, but I read
right.
it fine, and I didn't need the first book to understand it, which was great. But then it got me hooked. So okay, I'll shut
great.
Up now.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I hooked you. That was, you know, and that's one of the things I like to do. What I do with the Special Investigations Agency series is I try to write every story as a separate novel that you could read without it, you know, interrupting any flow or anything. But the trilogy, the Vampire trilogy, you really do, to get the whole impact, you really need to read the three, one right from the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I've written, you know, like I said, a lot of different kinds of people. I did have the weirdest, I think, hero that I wrote is in the Dreams of the Oasis 2 anthology from Alora's Cave, and basically a sex demon. So that's about the weirdest guy I've ever written as a sex demon. So,
I'll take two, please. Thank you. Michelle putting in an order. One.
We normally put our guests on the hot seat and ask them about paranormal, like real-life paranormal or... if you can, if that even makes sense.
Sure. Yeah.
But do you have any psychic abilities, have any real-life ghost stories that you've experienced, anything that you want to share?
Sure. Well, yeah, I consider myself very empathic. that's not something I really understood very well up until probably the last 10 years. You know, and by that, really, I mean that I've had to learn to really put up good boundaries in terms of other people's emotions. When I was a kid, I used to, you know, pick up a lot of things that were going on with people and feeling their emotions and thinking that belonged to me. And it was real hard to realize that what I was feeling wasn't necessarily my own emotion, but somebody else's. And so that's primarily, I think, where my abilities, if you want to call them that, lie, is just, you know, being a little too empathic sometimes. So I really have to watch out for that. You know, other situations that I've had, one time when my husband and I lived in England, we lived there 3 years, we went to a Hogmanay, which is a Scottish New Year's celebration. And we went to Edinburgh, Scotland, and we took a ghost tour through the Southbridge Tunnels in Edinburgh. And that's a tour that's become really, really popular.
I'm really jealous of you right now, by the way.
Yeah. Well,
you just described Mandy my dream vacation here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it was great. We'd love to go back again. I mean, Edinburgh ended up being our favorite place in the world there in Britain. And but on this particular tour, we were just going along, and they keep it there very dark. You know, they have little candles that they light. They're trying to go for the atmosphere. And we had gotten into one room, and I'm not afraid of being underground. I'm not claustrophobic or anything like that. I had been enjoying myself up to that point. Got to that room, and all of a sudden, my hands were, you know, my palms were really sweaty. I couldn't think about anything else but getting out of that room. I just really couldn't, you know, listen to the guy's stories anymore, what he was telling us about anything. It was the strangest thing I had ever experienced in my life, because it was just totally unexpected. And I maintained, you know, I didn't want to create a scene or anything, and I just stood there and basically endured it until we got out of the place. And when we got out, the feeling completely disappeared. And
isn't that fairly common there, that people find out after?
Yeah, exactly.
The tour, they're like, well, you're not the only one.
Right, and I had no idea, because really it wasn't that widely publicized at the time that those sorts of things were happening. And I started, like, looking stuff up online and all of that. And as time went by, there was even some shows on television that talked about people having those, you know, those experiences in that particular room, or in the Southbridge Tunnels or Mary King's Close, which is another area that they do tours on. And so that it was just a really bizarre experience, and it's something that I'll never forget. And I'm probably going to be curious about it forever, because it's so strange.
Now, do you pull upon those experiences when you write?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. In fact, when I originally wrote Bridge Through the Mist, the inspiration for that story was when I was at the Tower of London in England. And even though the story's set in Scotland, that particular castle gave me the idea. And also there's a scene in the dungeon of the castle that I created that kind of pulls a little bit on how I felt being in that particular room in Edinburgh. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I figure I might as well use it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm really jealous. You describe this vacation. You go with a military man. You hang out in castles and you see ghosts. I can't figure out what would be better besides men in loincloths with grapes, you know, fanning me. I don't know. I mean, Michelle, do you have anything that would work better?
You know, I just want to go not only for, like, the ghost tours, but just the history of the area.
Oh, yeah.
Huge medieval history buff. I love everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm just jealous of the entire trip you had.
Yeah, it was
time
great.
I'm in your
great.
Suitcase. Well,
yeah,
we'll stop
great.
And announce a few more winners for the prizes, because I realize that we're starting to get lower on time, and we still have lots of winners to announce. A couple more winners of the Along for the Ride print arcs is Jennifer Yates, so congratulations to Jen. We also have Cynthia Petson and Alicia Page also won arcs for the print book Along for the Ride, so be sure to email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com, and we will get you your prizes out to you. We will need your mailing addresses for those. So congratulations to all of you.
Yes. Now, I want to go ahead and talk one more time about your upcoming book, Denise. What's the title again?
Upcoming book is Close Quarters.
Uh-huh.
And it comes out May 20th at Samhain.
Okay, and you just had one, Private Maneuvers, come out?
That's right. That came out April 1st at Samhain as well.
Okay, and it's all part of the Hot Zone series?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and do you have anything else on the horizon that you can tell them about before we say goodbye?
I have to say that probably just that I'm really enjoying writing a lot of different books in a lot of different settings, and that's one of the advantages that I have, writing for small press, being able to do that. And I am writing some historicals right now, which I'm really happy to get back in and trying that. I have one set in Roman Britain that I'm working on. Also one set in Pennsylvania in the 1850s, and I plan on writing one set in the 1700s of France. So really kind of going wild here with the different directions and trying some different things.
That's fun, though, to grab something you really enjoy and get back into it again.
No, definitely, definitely. Oh, and I wanted to say congratulations to Beth Williamson, because it sounds like her and I both have the same agent now.
You have Laura Bradford as well?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I sure do.
Now we can be jealous of you, too. We've heard great things about
her. Yeah, we have to add Denise to the, oh, my gosh, we have to throw things at them list. Okay. No, that's awesome. Yeah.
You are hexed. No, I'm kidding. You're not really. Oh, I have no power.
No.
Don't worry.
No. I'm using up all my hexing on Blog Talk. That's what I'm using.
I have no hex power, so it's really kind of a...
Don't fear her. She just sneezes and thinks it's important. But no, thank you very much for joining us, Denise. We really appreciate
absolutely. It. Well, thank you for having me on.
Everybody got to give her books a try. I love military men. I love erotic. They mix together. Well, yeah. So, again, and that's Denise Agnew. And you can find her at dcagnew.com. And, Michelle, did you have anything you wanted to ask her before we go?
No, I'm still just being jealous. It's fine.
Okay.
No, congratulations on everything you have going on. It sounds very exciting.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And your backlist just looks amazing. I'm going to have to probably go buy all of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that works for
me. I'm pretty sure I have a lot of it anyway, so
yeah.
I'll have to go buy two more books.
Oh, super. Well, I appreciate you ladies having me on. It's great.
Yes, and thank you very much, Denise.
Okay, thank you,
right.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's fun. I'm really excited for them both. They're really great people.
Yeah. It's a great guest, Stacey. Yeah, you can reach our guests at deniseagnew.com and bethwilliamson.com.
Right.
Both very talented authors, well-deserving of their success.
Yes.
And we wish them the best of luck in their writing futures.
Yes, yes. Yes. Know that, nobody's texting them. We actually do really like them. We haven't had a chance.
I have no hexing power. It's like me going, I'm going to blow in your direction, and they're like, huh? I'm 10 states away. I won't even feel it.
Yeah.
No, we're not hexing them at all. They are wonderful people, wonderful authors, and great guests to have on today. So we were very glad to have them. I have got two more winners to announce of our last week's prizes. A winner of a Kate Austin print book that is signed by the author is Darla Ray, and the book you will be receiving is one of her Harlequin Next books. It is Last Night at the Half Moon by Kate Austin. So,
excellent.
And it looks like a wonderful one. I might have to read it before I mail it to you. So, no, I have my own copy. And so, Darla Ray, congratulations on that. And let's see. Our last prize goes to Stephanie/Dragonstar. You have won one of Kelly St. John's print books signed by the author. It's from Harlequin Blaze. It's part of the Sex Sense series, and it is called Kiss and Dwell by Kelly St. John.
Yes.
And it's a paranormal part of her ghost series that she has for Harlequin Blaze. It is a red hot read, so very sexy. And if you're here, all the prizes, you must be 18 years or older to claim the prizes. And if you meet the qualifications, you can email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. Send us your print mailing address for print books, your email address for the gift certificates, and for the PDF prizes, and we will be happy to get those in the mail for you.
Yes, definitely. And big thanks to everyone who joined in the shout-out contest that we were running for 2 weeks. Wow. Thank you for everyone.
We had a ton of entries to go through.
Yeah, yeah. A
amazing,
lot came up after
the
fact,
work,
too, yeah. They were still coming in like about 2 minutes before the show started today.
Whereas we were doing the drawing, it's like, okay, quickly refresh before we finish.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, big thanks to everybody. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, authors, if you want to donate your books to the Raven Prize Pile, just email us at ravenradio at ravenhappyhour.com.
Yes.
We'll be sure to get your books out, and we'll be sure to mention them on air and get the word out about your titles. So feel free to do that.
Yep. And next week, oh, my gosh, you know what? I just ripped up my thing and crinkled it. Did you hear me? Now I don't even know who next week's guest is. I'm brilliant. Yeah.
Next week's guest, we have Judith Rochelle.
Yes.
She will be joining us May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
At 11 a.m., shows are always at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Until towards the end of May, we will be going to the evening show.
Right.
So we hope you will all follow us there.
And I believe we have, is it Gina Showwaters? Is that who's coming on the 15th?
The 14th, I believe.
Is it Gina or Jenna? I never know how to pronounce it. I almost think it's Jenna, but I'm not
Showalter.
Sure. Yeah.
Jenna Showalter, Gina Showalter, whichever one's correct, we'll find out.
One of them showing up. We don't know what the hell one is, but she's coming on. No, I'm just kidding. She's really nice, guys. And I think that's about it for us.
Yeah, so thank you all for joining us. We've loved having you here. Congratulations to all the prize winners.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, if you have questions or comments about future shows, we'll be happy to answer them for you on air. Just email us at ravenradio at ravenhappyhour.com.
Perfect. All right, see you next week, guys.